Dear Lord, just thank you for this beautiful day that's given us. Dear Lord, thank you for what's come out. Dear Lord, the Lord just guide and direct each and every one of us. Help us to make right decisions for our county. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I want to state that you got four men up here that's going to take care of District 5 until whatever is decided on District 5C. So I want y'all, more that's in District 5, not to worry about that. I know all of us have done heard from District 5, and we've been working hard already this last week for y'all. So I just wanted to state that. All right. I need approval of the approval of the commissioner minutes and the RV special exemption, Airbnb workshop. Well, we ain't had the workshop on the Airbnb, but we did have the workshop on the RV. So I need approval of that.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the vouchers.
I want to table them
until
I get...
Okay, we're gonna skip the vouchers right now. Any constitutional officers here that like to speak? No. Okay. Need a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion.
Got a motion, WC.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Dwayne, is these on?
Can everybody hear?
Okay. They're on. You just got to get right up to them. The speaker just
or speak loudly. Right, go ahead, Miss Julie.
A petition by Don Wisniewski Boyd requesting a special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exception of the County Land Development Regulations. Permit one recreational vehicle in the ESA zoning district in accordance with a petition dated 9/26/2022 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 24101400000120 at 65 Northeast 58 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 2, W.C. Mills, and this was tabled from October 20th.
So has there been?
There was one opposition on it for it to be tabled.
Right. Have they resolved it? Does anyone know?
No.
You're here to speak for or against?
I'm going to build a home, so I just, I'm going to start as soon as I can get everything, the utilities and all that put on, and the people across the street that are opposing it having Airbnb, that's what's being told. Are they not here? They're living in Hollywood, Florida. Then, okay, to approve. We got a motion by WC to approve. Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor? Aye.
I just feel if you're going to oppose something, show up and oppose it. If you ain't, you ain't.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'll just
yeah.
Hey, I have a petition.
If you submitted the building permit, though, you could get power and have the RV without even having to get special exception. I'm just laying that out there.
Yeah. I've told several people to do that.
Petition by Jasmine Breeze, LLC, requesting special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exception Number 4 Camping Towns of Less Than 100 Campsites of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations and the ESA Environmentally Sensitive Area Zoning District in accordance with a petition dated September 20th, 2022, to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 16-13-12-0000-2926-0300 at 30 Southeast 327th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here opposing? Want to say something?
I know we spoke previously about this. What this is cleaning up the records. There's a campground there now, and they have about 20 sites. They want to expand, but there's nothing in the records for zoning approval for that. So that's why they submitted a site plan, apply for it, and we'll just cleaning up the records.
Okay. Anyone opposing this? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
A motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
I have a petition by Richard and Lori Bloom requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, Special Exception to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations, to permit one recreational vehicle in an RSF/MH residential single-family mobile home zoning district in accordance with a petition dated 9/30/2022, be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 30091000000010 at 64 Southwest 814th Street, Tallahassee, Florida 32359, Commission District 5.
Any opposition to it?
I've
got it also in the phone. Does anyone here want to speak upon this? Opposing for it? You opposed? Can you state your name, please? And both y'all. Ma'am?
Miss Debbie.
Okay. What was your name, sir? Richard Myers. Anyone else?
Yep.
Just, I know you missed the name. Could y'all just state your name for the record?
Carol Morgan, Ebony Corbin.
Y'all get that? Anyone else? We got a room full of people.
Yeah, it is. Is Mr. Bloom here?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, go right ahead, Mr. Bloom. Now,
well, I'm going to say something. A lot of these people called me, and they stated that you've already got one special exemption. Is that correct?
No, sir.
You ain't got one on?
Oh, well, now, I got three parcels right there.
Okay.
Okay. One of them that I bought it, it had a well, septic, and that. Okay, what I want to do is go to my back lot, the larger one. I want to put the a pole barn in the RV for now, and I'm going to save that front lot. I'd like to build a home in the future, you know, right there. I want to put a pole barn right there by the road.
Well,
it's in the back.
So you say you do not have a special exemption already?
I just bought the land.
Okay. Well, I went to the building department,
yes,
and they done some research, and they say there is already a special exemption on one of those lots.
That's one lot.
But you
sit in the same lot. I'm sorry.
You
have parcels 10, 20, and 30. Mm-hmm. And then when we research, there's already an RV special exception on 30. So you can't have but one on the property.
But I have three parcels, three separate parcels.
But it's still in your name. When you're only going to get one special exemption in your name.
Okay. So what do I need to do? As far as that, I mean, what would be the next step? Because that's what my plan is, just having that one. I'm not looking
Well, which lot does that special exemption own already?
Okay, so that one would be...
92 Southwest 814.
Correct.
Okay.
You don't own that property?
I own three of them. Like I say, three lots.
You just said you did not have an RV special exemption. Is that correct?
Well, I bought the property. I'm not aware of the RV special exemption.
Is there an RV on it now?
Not right at the moment.
Have you ever had one?
Yes, sir. I have one there.
So you've done it illegally?
Sir?
So you've done it illegally?
I don't know about that.
Well, you just said you did not have an RV, and then you did have an RV.
Hold on. No, I'm trying to answer her.
Okay, go ahead.
I bought this, and I didn't know about a special exemption. I just know that there's a septic tank,
mm-hmm,
or water, and a power pole.
Is there power already on that pole?
On that one? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've stayed over there a few weekends, you know, back during golf season, and then here, I don't know, a month ago, but right now the RV's not even out there.
But you have had RV on there, right?
Yes.
Cooked up, running, and everything.
Yes, yeah, I did.
Is that the lot that he's got the special exemption on, Mr. Julie? It's got to be.
The one he applied for is not, the one that he already has an RV special exception on it is the
that?
What we applied for is parcel ending in 10.
Okay.
At 64 Southwest 814, and one is at 92 Southwest 814.
So that's not the one right in front or back of the one he's...
It's on the front, yes. It would be to the west.
So you're saying you want to build a house, right?
In the future, not right now, but in, I want to save that one lot where the septic tank is, the west lot, the, what was that one you said? The one that the 92 had the 30.
Well, when are you going to want to build a house?
It'll be in the future. I'm not ready to retire.
Well, why don't you stay in your camper on that one? You already got it, like you've been doing. And then, but then when you get ready to build, get your building permit. I might be wrong. Get your building permit. Well, no, you'd have to combine both of them parcels together to do what I'm fixing to tell you, because I just went through this myself. When you get ready to build, you want to build your house up front where the camper is now. You take that back lot. You combine both them parcels together. You get your building permit. Then you put your camper back there in the back like you want to while you're building your house up front in the front lot. That's the only way you're going to be able to do that, because we got too many people that don't want another exemption down there. There's already one there. So I need a motion to deny.
If I'm not wrong, ain't it a fact that you're only allowed one per person?
That's the way I understand it, yes.
Motion.
Person.
Person. Can I ask why do you need another one?
What I want to do is I want to put a pole barn right there and put it under, but I didn't want it up there crowding, you know, where I'd like to build a house in the future.
Let me make a suggestion for you.
Yes, sir.
I know a little bit about septic tanks and stuff like that. You can put your camper on that back lot and your pole barn. You can put your sump pump and run your wire back there, and you can pump that waste from that camper back up to that front lot.
Okay.
And you can live right there. You just got to run the power back there.
Right.
Well, you own all three of them parcels, but you still only going to have one exception for all them things. You can have one up front and one in the back.
Okay.
But you, it is doable to do it that way. I was hearing you want to save the one up front for a septic tank so you can put the one in the back. If you get one in the back, you want to put a septic tank in the back, put the one in the back.
Okay, so where am I?
You're splitting it both ways, but it is.
I'm with what you're saying, okay, but when I went and I talked to Miss Julie, and I told her I want to do the pole barn, you know, she goes, whoa, you can't do that. You got to.
Right now, we're not even here. They haven't been issuing them. So even
that's what I'm trying to say. And then she asked me what my plan was, and I said I'd like to put an RV under it for right now. And then that's whenever she told me, said that I was getting head of the horse. She said that I would need to get the special exemption first to do the pole barn. She said I couldn't put a pole barn on an empty, a vacant lot. So we had to have a permanent structure on that. So basically, I'm just trying to follow the rules.
We had three parcels left. You need a parcel number on the vacant lot. See, whenever we went to research, you own three different parcels.
Right. Yeah. But I was just saying, when I put out of this, it shows, you know, all three lots, doesn't it? You know. I mean, it's not
well, the fact is, there's only one per person.
Only one RV exception.
Motion to deny.
Got a motion, WC, to deny?
Second,
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Can I ask a question? Okay, Judy said something about
y'all not giving out permits. We have kind of put a hold on everything until we get done with the workshop.
You're not giving permits for pole barns? Is that what you said?
Over RV.
RV.
At this time.
The reason I said that is because there's a pole barn right behind my house.
Right now, everything's going on the RVs. We were discussing the RV special exemption and allowing pole barns to go over the RV.
Oh, okay.
We haven't outlawed them totally. What we did is put a temporary moratorium on them. So we have had it ceased for a period until we get through these workshops. We have another workshop to do today.
So many
the pole parks are not illegal. We have just stopped the issuing of permits as of 2 months ago.
We're going to have a workshop today on the RVs and Airbnbs at 2 o'clock. So if y'all want to talk about the RVs and special exemptions and pole barns, be at the workshop today.
Well, I still want to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
Leon, just stop me and correct me where I'm wrong at. This is why we do the RV special exception and then the pole barn, because we have a better paper trail of whenever somebody actually pulls that RV out of there and starts building a house out of that pole barn. Leon can go back and say, okay, you done this. He's got a paper trail here on the exception. It was legal. You done a pole barn. This is what it is. It's a pole barn. It's not a house. So it's a better process than him whenever he goes there and says, hey, this is wrong. And then he's got several different documents and to back it up. Am I correct, wrong, or
no,
close?
You're absolutely correct. So if we back up 5 years ago, there wasn't any pole barn applications for the RVs, none, nowhere. And what we kept finding was non-permitted structures. And so most of the time they're in floodways, they're flood zones, either one, violations, and they're encroaching in on setbacks. It's a mess. And so we brought it before the board and said, hey, why don't we open this up for a variance, you know, application. They apply for a variance to get a pole barn, site plan. So now we fast forward. They apply for a variance. They have that application. It's publicized in the paper. We have a resolution for it, and we have a permit. We have three different separate items right there that should later on there become a violation that we use as exhibits, versus us having to go in there and prove that this is a non-permitted structure with violations on it. So from our side of the table, and make it easy on Steve, it works better for us that way. Do people create violations? Absolutely. But it allows us to be quicker and quicker. We can go in there and say, hey, here's the publication, here's the resolution, here's the plans, here's everything laid out, ironclad. Take it down, remove it, check power, do whatever, start your fines. So from that standpoint, that's where I disagreed at the workshop and said, hey, you know, this is why we were doing it this way, and this is what helps us and helps Steve too. So that was our thoughts in that. And it's always been an open pole barn, not enclosed. That's what we permitted for them. And so that is how that came about. We got another workshop and we can talk about it some more today, but
thank you, Leon.
Anything else? Come on.
A petition by Justice Medzi requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixon County Land Development Regulations. Permit one recreational vehicle in an environmentally sensitive area, ESA zoning district, in accordance with the petition dated 11-19-2021 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 36-09-13-4500-0000-0220 at 320 North 899 Street, Oakland, Florida. 32680, Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
Okay, opposition.
Okay. Had one man call, but he couldn't make his mind up. He said as long as the septic tank was legal, he had no issues. So I told him to call me back. He did.
Anyone here oppose it? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve. We've got a motion by Mr. Stevenson to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Petition by Daryl and Buffy Siegel to request a variance for a reduction of rear setbacks from 15 feet to zero for a home addition, which is located within section 4.7.7 RSS/MH, subparagraph 2 of the Dixon County Land Developments in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures by the petition dated October 3rd, 2022. Be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 3013123596, 00010060 at 91 Southeast 278th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
There, when we go to a zero setback, we require a, you want to go ahead?
Yes, sir. What this is, Mark, is that he's in Swanee, and I know it says zero setback, but there's about 15 feet behind that that is questioned on who really owns that. It's similar to properties like Preston Chavis would, you know, gather up. He's in the works of trying to get that property, because right behind that is the canal. And it's shown on the survey. He understands that he would need a survey. He also understands that to go to a zero lot line requirement is pretty stringent. So he's trying to get that extra 10 feet or so from right there.
As long as the survey's done and everything on our end's done, I don't have no issues with it.
Yeah, it doesn't go towards the neighbors.
Right.
It's toward
the back. Okay. Anyone here opposing this? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve.
Second.
Second, Ms. Peason, all in favor.
Aye.
Need a motion to move back to the board.
Motion.
Got a motion.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye.
We have resolution 2022-159.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Resolution 2022-163, Jasmine Breeze Park.
Motion, W.C.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
2022-165, Justin Mezzi.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye.
2022-166, Daryl and Buffy Spiegel.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mrs. Shepherd, Miss Deanna. Good morning.
Morning. Everybody get their refill?
Yep.
Thank you.
I am Deanna Shepherd. I am the professional liaison for Haven Hospice. I am here to ask you to accept the proclamation that November be the National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. Haven Hospice represents, we cover 18 counties. I myself cover Lee Gilchrist, Dixie, part of Shawnee County and Lafayette. And we cover all of the end-of-life services. I am just summarizing here. I'm not going through all the whereases. That we represent end-of-life services for residents of Dixie County as well as all the other 18 counties. For anything from advanced care planning right on through in-home end-of-life facilities, including cross-city rehab, and our care center in Chiefland, as well as bereavement and for up to 13 months after where the patient died. So, and again, that's a great service. If there's anybody ever in our area, please don't hesitate to contact me, contact Haven. We're there usually within the day to talk to the family. And it is definitely much more than just the last few days of life. We have people that have been on services for actually over a year. It just alleviates the pain. It improves quality of life for the end of life. So I ask y'all to accept this proclamation.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
Do you have any cards or numbers?
You know what? I don't have any cards on me, but I can bring some back up from the middle.
Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Mr. Steve Copeland.
I'm Dwayne.
I spoke to Mr. Steve yesterday. Said everything was running good. You have the report in your packet, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Everything's going down there.
All right. Let's go back up to the vouchers. I need a motion to approve the vouchers.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
Aye.
All right. Mr. Greg Bailey.
Good morning. I just have a couple of items. We have a pre-bid meeting for both these 362nd and 364th Avenue this week, Tuesday. So that's moving ahead on that. We're reviewing shop drawings for the awning for the courthouse. We met with Dwayne and Paul last week on the working waterfront down at 4th Street. We've gotten that feedback, so we're updating the construction cost. Obviously, we know we're prepared originally. Before we've had all the inflation we've had, so we're going to be updating that and moving the application forward based on that. So we'll be getting that working in. We're still trying to get the on-site meeting scheduled for 95th and 97th
okay.
on the CDBG. The project manager from DEO has reached out about scheduling that. So
that's looking better.
So that's, well, we're moving, moving ahead. So that's all good. County Road 353, Kellen has finished the signing plans. He's provided them to me. I'm reviewing those to make sure that we've gotten everything covered. And as soon as we do, we'll get out on the street. There'll be quite a few signs to go out there because I think I told you at last meeting, we're looking at 55 per section where it's adequate. And then when we get into those residential areas, we're going to drop it down to 35. So there'll be some up and down. So we'll have to get some signs. But I'll get all, you know, in accordance with current MUTCD practices. Okay? That's all I have as far as projects. One, I would like to just ask the board if they would like. We're getting the new legislative session will be starting up here at the first of the year, but we've submitted the seawall a couple of times under a DEO program. DEO by the time has said, you know, it's a good project, but we haven't made a threshold. It appears right now.
I can take it.
Well, we'll do that too. It appears that that program may not have the funds in it this year that it's had in the past. I would not request the board to give us authorization to go on prepare a legislative appropriation request and do it that way.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
And we need to get Mr. Clemens' support in there.
We can get some support for it.
Okay. So we'll get that prepared and get that to Dwayne.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all I have unless you have something for me.
I know we've been discussing the widening of Chafis and restriping it. You got any updates on that or?
I don't. I'm with Dwayne's got.
Yeah, so the last we actually had the previous attorney looking at the bid packet.
Okay.
I'll follow up with Ms. Chandler. We'll try to get an advertisement out by the first of the year.
Okay.
I've just had some people ask about it.
So.
And Willow.
Exactly.
One of them is paved shoulders. The road itself won't be addressed, but there'll be added shoulders and signing and paved markings.
Okay.
On both of those.
Lap?
It is through LAP, yes. And we're down to just reviewing the bid packet. Getting DOT and what is it, FHWA to approve of it, and then send it on.
The LAP program, while it supports local efforts, it's done more by DOT's policies and procedures. It's not so much the standard, it is their policy and their procedures, and it takes a long time for them to move from
yes.
A to B to C to D. I mean, they take years to get there.
Yeah.
Similar, it's very much still unlike your Scott, where you're handling that day-to-day stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Greg.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Slam it.
Yep.
And maybe this is not the right situation. Anyway, there was talk about the fact that there's a lot of speed limit signs not failing certain roads. And I think you mentioned speed limit signs. But anyway, if those roads are paved, would it be possible to paint speed limit on the road?
In the three lane? In the three lane?
Yeah, like there's like you see on some roads to stop ahead.
mm-hmm. or bike lane, or what can I do?
You know, that's a very, very good question. I've seen it. We've all seen
over.
It. I got rumble strips for you, or like, slow down, stop, blah, blah, blah. Why do we have a speed limit sign, and sometimes they opt to that? Is it, does DOT, or is it legal that you can replace, you can do and or do you got to have that visual upright stand, and they're just doing that for extra safety?
It's special emphasis.
That's all it is, a special emphasis.
The standard is the sign.
Right.
The paper marking, the rumble strips, that's special emphasis.
Right.
You do it where you got problems or issues. I mean, if you got if it will improve safety, and certainly that's something that may need to be addressed if you have a lot of accidents at a particular location.
But it don't take the place of
the sign.
That's what I thought. Then that does that answer your question? Because it kind of did me.
You just complained or you mentioned that signs have been knocked down.
Yeah.
Right.
And they have to be replaced.
Yeah.
Well, in the interim, if it was painted,
they can't knock it down.
Speed limit would still be there, even if
right.
you
didn't
sign up
yet. Right, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure that we wasn't trying to replace.
Right,
yeah.
Right. No, I understand
yeah.
that.
I didn't know for sure. I just answered it.
Greg, can we as a county decide what kind of signposts we're going to use?
If you got something you
want
to consider, I'll review it.
I do. I got some light poles about to see now. Don't knock it down.
Can't use light poles.
Can't use them.
We can't use a light pole.
Why not?
Because what you said, they ain't gonna knock it down. Right there.
Yeah, you'll know who.
It's gonna be a hazard in the roadway.
Any more questions, Mr. Greg? Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Jared. Thank you. Miss Cindy. Okay. Thank you, Miss Cindy, for everything you do for us. Mr. Freeman. And thank you, Mr. Freeman. Road Department, you got anything?
I have a couple items under my report.
Okay. Mr. Chauncey, he's not here. Mr. Latson, he's not here.
How is Mr. Latson?
He is home. He is taking a dialysis treatment today. We're going to evaluate what that looks like and decide a schedule. I'll be updating the chairman and the board on that, but he is doing much better. I actually spoke to him before we come in the meeting. Tim Johnson has done really well this week. They moved 10 loads as of today. They've been able to burn 2 sites this week. So,
yeah,
catching up here before the holidays. But y'all know the 2 biggest times of trash is Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, yeah.
Mr. Leon?
I even gave you a little calendar here. Mr. Junior, he's out. So, he's going to have our preliminary draft back.
How long is it going to take to go through that, Leon? What are you anticipating on review?
He recommended half day, but I would at least set 2 hours aside for it. We're going to review it, in-house prior to the workshop. So we can try and see anything that we might talk about it a little bit. I didn't know if you wanted to do it prior to the 7th meeting.
I can't. That week there, I'm going to be tied up. The next week, I'm going to be tied up pretty well from Tuesday on. The following week is a 17th meeting. Are y'all all good with that day? You're trying to do something that day of? Board meeting, like, kind of like we're doing today?
Before.
It's a night meeting. The 17th will be a night meeting, so... Y'all wanted to come out right after lunch?
Around, let's say 1 o'clock, and then We'll get through, we'll get out of here, and that gives us, what, 5 hours before the board meeting?
Is that adequate?
That's good with you, Leo?
Not with me. So what time? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
17. Workshop. Okay. All right. The other item that we had was barber that we had went through for the Dodge pickup trucks that was in the order. Reached out to us, and they got canceled our order. Chevrolet and asked them if they had anything. You got a copy of it right there. They have a truck that's coming in 3 or 4 weeks, but it costs more money.
It's worth more money.
Yes, it is.
Motion to buy.
Second.
We got a motion from WC, second from Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We got a few phone calls and it has something to do with the flood, and there was questions on that. So we took and shared some of that information on that. Basically, if somebody wants to do something to their house to protect it from flooding, they can get a tax increase on that. So. But they, that tax exemption goes away if they sell that place. So it could be beneficial to somebody who's thinking about trying to elevate their house. Got plenty of houses that are not elevated.
So, in layman's terms, if Miss Becky elevates her house, the value of her house basically does not go up.
Right.
And
the quote that we received from the floodplain office was that, in simplest terms, Amendment 1 allows for a homeowner to mitigate their flood risk without increasing their property taxes. The cost of elevating the home would be excluded from the property tax calculations. However, selling the property would remove the exclusion. Amendment 1 would help protect the residents from flooding and increase the resiliency of the communities and tax base. So basically, if you have a house that you're worried about tax increase because you want to elevate it, this would protect you. Now, once you sold that,
it goes away.
It goes away based on the sale of the property. So hopefully that can bring some understanding to that.
That's Amendment 1.
Okay.
Thank you, Leo.
Mr. Brown.
He don't have nothing. He already told me this.
I don't know. I have a couple of things real quick. Just informational stuff. Most important. Thanksgiving's coming. In the last few years, our collective to provide meals for veterans throughout the community. Of interest, and that's grown a good bit. It's continuing to grow. Basically, our crews are coming in on their days off on Thanksgiving Day, cooking and delivering food to those veterans. Most of that, the first year, it came all out of their pocket. I think they may have a few donations this year, but that's going to be happening Thanksgiving. And y'all know that. You have a flyer in front of you. I have a few more if anybody would like one. For our Fire Expo, it will be December the 16th, 6-9. Last year we had, as best we could tell, about 2,000 people that attended. It was on the night of one of the basketball games. Commissioner Story cooked hot dogs for us. We are doing that again. We give out quite a few gifts to the children that were donated through the store, local stores, some businesses, individuals. Those things will be happening again. No admission. Free food. We'll be doing some type of probably hot dogs again this year. There will be various booths and different things set up. Toys for the kids, all of our fire trucks, a few other trucks, Santa, Miss Claus, Grinch, Paw Patrol, and a few more I think are going to be there. I think there's a live fire event scheduled for a Christmas tree inside the living room. So what that does. It's usually a pretty good night, a lot of fun, and hopefully we can get a lot of people to turn out. We'll try to get a little better count this year. We had some people ducking under the ribbons last year, so we're going to put up security fences this time. But that's coming. And then also our annual Christmas safety dinner will be held at the Swanee Bell on December the 9th at 6 o'clock. All of you, of course, are invited with your wives. If you are planning to attend, I need you as soon as possible to make contact with Chief Bass and let him know. We'll have the choice of chicken, steak, or shrimp pole. But he needs to know that for the pricing for the meals. So if you do plan to attend, please make sure that you let him know so that we can get that done. Other than that, I don't have anything major going on. I was hoping that Mr. Bailey would give us an update on the stations, but he chose not to, so I'll harass him over the next day or two. but that is moving along. I know they surveyed our office and the Old Town site, and they already have some land drawings for the site drawings for the building for Old Town. They cannot do that for the office until they get the actual building blueprints because of the complexity of the building since it comes out and has to turn, so they've got to make sure that they get the drawing right before they can set the footprint down. But it is moving along, so that y'all know. Everything else seems to be going good in my world as far as I know. Please don't tell me, Baker.
Anything
for me, gentlemen?
I got one thing. Darren, thank y'all for the Thanksgiving thing that y'all put on. We do that also with our church. We've been doing this is our 11th year this year trying to feed the community on Thanksgiving Day. And to take away from your family, provide for others is very, very commendable for you and your staff. So who's collecting money for this?
Miss Allison is pretty much over that. She has been the last couple of years. Maybe she'll be performing.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the status of what they have already donated or not.
Here's what y'all do another program too. So if y'all got too much collected, I think the boys should do $100 a piece and out of your pocket or out of our account. I don't care if y'all want to do that toward this.
That sounds good to me.
Are y'all good with that?
You read my mind.
I figured I did.
Chairman, you're doing it out of the account?
Yeah.
Good with that?
How much money we got in there?
I'd have to check.
Here's the thing you need to remember. You're going to leave some.
Why?
Because he's thinking to give it all.
I'll get back with y'all on there, man.
So motion to give $400 check. Veterans dinner. And if y'all got enough collected, just put that toward your next event, whatever's left. Is that good?
Ask if you're good, but I didn't want to say that.
Well, I'm gonna put it in my motion.
Yes. I think the second event, I'm pretty sure Chiefs, do y'all know what they have for the veterans stuff so far?
We're working on that.
We will
make
sure
that
we spend it properly.
And if we need more
money,
let
WC know. Okay. We got a motion, Mr. Hall, the second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Chief, I'll send a check to Allison through our mutual acquaintance there.
Thank you very much. Also, one other thing I failed to tell y'all. Wildfire season actually runs around January.
It is
dry.
Mr. Scott.
I want to say that I feed 700 people every first Tuesday of the month at my church.
Very commendable.
Yes.
Very commendable. Thank you.
Come out and look at that.
Yep. Thank you.
Really.
Thank
every one of y'all needs to do that.
First Tuesday of every month, what time?
At 10:30.
So that's 10:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
So you do lunch? Supper?
We feed them, we give them food.
Oh, you hand out food, you don't cook it?
We give over 5,000 pounds of food out Tuesday.
Good deal.
So it starts at 10 and runs till y'all run out?
Till we get through.
Okay.
Mr. Scott?
The end of the
Mr. Scott here?
No.
You're not here? Okay.
Thank you.
Miss Gail? Miss Big Gail here? No. Miss Holly? Is she on the phone? No. Miss Angie?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Cannon?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. I do have quite a few items. If you'll turn to your manager's report, we'll get started. Action item number one for approval. I need board approval to execute the Government Services Group annual maintenance service agreement for the Dixie County Fire and Solid Waste Assessments Program for this coming fiscal year of 23-24 in the amount of $20,500.
Motion. Got a motion, WC.
Second.
Second, Ms. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye. Number two, we are at that time of year. I need board approval for the road projects for the DOT five-year plan. We talked about it a couple board meetings ago, maybe even last board meeting. The three roads that are on this sheet right here, we submitted last year and did not get accepted. And priority number one was Northeast 349, which is the McCrab Landing that we have the survey and the deeds tied up in it. We have quite a bit of money. Priority number two was County Road 358, which is the Gina Highway from US 19 to Casey's Cove in that first section. And then the other one would be Southeast 71st Avenue there just south of the Little Red Store on the Horseshoe Highway. If y'all don't want to change this, I'll move forward with getting the updated cost estimates and get them submitted to DOT for review and approval.
Do you need these in individual motions or do one blanket motion for all of them?
I'll take one blanket motion as presented.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatt, second Mr. Mills, all in favor.
If we was going to change any of them, Mark, I'd ask for individual.
Okay, Dwayne, will you please back up right to number one on this?
Sure.
Is that to add also the RVs to that assessment?
So this year we did send out, so November 1, last week when the tax collector sent out all the updated bills, everybody with an RV got $310 added on it. They will include that for this coming year.
Okay, that's the maintenance side of it?
Yes.
Okay, yep. I just wanted to make sure I was right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Number three, I'd like board approval to have a property appraised at 6516 Northeast Highway 351 for a county purchase using land acquisition through an MBAR grant monies for drainage purposes. This piece of property is a 39-acre piece that joins the what we call the Old Town Hammock Canal Prison Residential by Watson Subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
This property has come up for sale. We have some grant monies that allows for land acquisition. If we could acquire this would give the board ownership of over a half a mile of that canal system. That would cut down on about 15 to 19 right of entries and getting those permits, you know, those right of easements. So it would be in our best interest, in my opinion, to get that appraised. I'm not saying that the landowner, obviously it'll be at landowner's discretion if they would like to sell it for appraised value. But I think it would be a good opportunity.
Motion
to
appraise. We got motion WC.
Second.
Second, Ms. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye. Need board approval to hold the safety luncheon this year on December the 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that would be prior to the December night meeting. It would be down at the Old Town School Board meeting room.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Ms. WC. All in favor?
Aye. Number five, need board approval for the third round of spraying this year for the Nature Chem for $7,700 for the vegetation treatment in the airport canal system.
We've got a motion, WC.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Number six, I need board approval to execute the contract with Triple D Construction and Site Work, LLC, for the Cross City Flood and Management Improvements at Ruth Raines Middle School in the amount of $199,915.12.
Motion. Got a motion, WC. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye. Number seven, I'd like board approval today for Suwannee Water and Sewer District to allow to be a part of the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners Insurance Group Program.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Number eight, board approval to advertise to receive bids for the mulching and the clean-out of the Old Town Residential Canal System project based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Got a motion, WC.
Second,
Ms. Stevenson, all in favor.
Number nine, I need board approval to move forward with the purchase of the new fuel card and machine equipment in the amount of $12,533.14.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Mills. Any discussion?
Yeah. Dwayne, is this a more detailed system of where fuel's going, every drop of it?
Yes.
Per vehicle and per piece of equipment?
Yeah. It'll be per piece of equipment, vehicle, and the property number for or employee ID number.
Right.
You'll know who got it at the pump, where it is, and it can be, you know, accessed at my office. We can get the data there or at the road department.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye. One information item, November the 11th, next Friday, is Veterans Day. All county offices will be closed, all board offices. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Do I have a workshop on that day?
I hope not. It's up to y'all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Miss Chana, it's your turn.
Okay. I do have one thing I want to bring back before the board. I do want to lead in with, I do know that we had made a motion at the last meeting. This is going to be in regards to a code enforcement issue that we discussed in detail at the last board meeting on the Charles Bench property. The board had elected or passed that we would not accept anything short of the full amount of, but we wouldn't accept anything less than the $63,000 that we would do from the violations that had ran. I have before y'all that I just give y'all basically a HUD statement. It is a draft. I had received a copy of the contract for sale on this property from the seller and from the buyer. Both sent me the same thing. Basically, prior to him learning, according to his statement, of the amount, he had accepted a $60,000 offer on the house. So what you have before you is actually the HUD breakdown of the cost that he would be paying out of that $60,000. I'm asking the board to accept on his behalf the $50,000, or I'm bringing his offer, I guess, is what I'm doing, to the board. He is willing to give the board $50,000, and as you see, there's not anything left, really, after you, if we take that. So I'm requesting
the motion to accept the $50,000.
We got a motion from WC.
I'll second it.
Second.
Let's discuss it. Let's discuss it.
And discussion.
I know I was pretty adamant last time about the holding true to that, and we went from 50% up to almost 90%, so that's setting a pretty good precedent that we are going to hold people accountable for their cleanup, and they are going to do 90% of the, at least,
exactly,
of fines. So,
well, and I'd like to add to that, it does set a precedent that these things are serious issues. And I don't know that we'll get 90% every time, because we're getting all there is to get. We boiled it off the bone.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Just cut it off. We got everything it was to get. And I think we need to grab it and get to the bank with it.
I agree with that.
So what I would ask, and I appreciate y'all making the motion, I'd ask you to include that I be allowed to go ahead and issue a satisfaction once the money comes into the county. If we get the $50,000, then at that point I'll issue a full satisfaction of the outstanding code enforcement, and I'll get it for Mr. Story or the chairman to sign off on so that we can close this file out.
You include that in your?
Yeah. Okay. Include that in my motion.
Include that in his motion, and Mr. Hatch includes that in his second motion. We had our discussion. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen. As far as everything else going on, you know, we've got some rumblings on a potential lawsuit for Morgan & Morgan. That is still just rumbling. We've got a notice, but we haven't got any official filing yet. The shift lawsuit with the foreclosure is still in limbo. Not sure where that's going to be. I'm hoping I'll get to come back to y'all again with a better offer from that settlement there. But I haven't got it as of yet. So everything in my world is moving forward. I'm working with Mr. Cannon, and hopefully we'll get any other outstanding issues moving along.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
I'd like to say something. In regards to code enforcement issues, Steve works very hard, a lot of hours, you know, to enforce the rules of the county and the state. And there's a few issues we've been fighting for years. And I know I got one more meeting, but I'm asking you guys, don't let that crab trap thing in Gina go. Don't let that go. You got a bunch of endless money telling Dixie County we're going to do what the hell we want to do, and we don't care what y'all think. So please don't let that go, guys. If you need help from me, I'm just a phone call away, because that is one of the most grievous issues I've ever seen in this county, of money and power to say to the little guys, we don't care what y'all think. Smell that mess.
Yep.
You know? So y'all really, it ain't even about who's doing it or why they're doing it. It's about obstruction of everything that's holy, you know, in my opinion. And I'm not ever going to let it go, commissioner or not. So I want everybody to know I'll fight for Dixie County, whether I'm a commissioner or not. I don't have to be a commissioner to help you guys. And I will as long as I live. And I just, that issue to me, until David was avid when he was here, and these other guys, is something that we got to make sure we keep it alive, because although it's cost this county thousands and thousands of dollars, but when it comes to that, guys, if you let it go, that tells the next one,
he can do it too.
We'll just do what we want to do, because they ain't going to pay to fight it. Well, I'm going to pay to fight it to my last dollar. So you guys, I just ask that y'all keep that in the back of y'all's minds, and every time it gets appealed, file some other kind of thing on it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Them people that live there don't deserve that. The administration of this county don't deserve it. And all the other citizens of this county don't deserve it. Could it be your neighbor next time?
Well, that's right.
So let's don't let that happen.
We got a young lady back here would like to speak.
Let's do the phone up. Does this apply to people that have fallen down houses and dragged in a camper or something right next to your property? Or
that's what we're working on.
Okay. Our daughter Della owns a house right behind my house in Gina. The property right next to it, and Mr. Leon, I think, has been to it. It's been condemned. It had a double-wide trailer on it, which has collapsed. They've drug in two or three travel trailers, or small camper trailers. There's a concrete building there that is an active meth lab.
Yep.
And it is an eyesore, to say the least.
That's
but
right.
It depreciates the value of our property, of everybody around it. What can be done about it?
Call Mr. Steve.
Don't bother complaining.
That man right there.
Steve Freeman.
I'm going to go to the department. I'll go down there and take pictures.
Any more, Carolyn, you could tell somebody something and Steve could go look at it. Laws have changed. Official complaints have to be filed.
Yeah, this one that already has a case on it.
So we already got a case on that lot.
I want to ask a question, too, because then she talked about the meth lab. Well, I'm very concerned about Casey's Cove right now, because they got a gambling thing in there. So who are you going to...
law enforcement.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of law enforcement?
Sheriff's Department.
I can't arrest anybody.
Dirty, dark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
we turned it into Michael when he was here previously as an ordinance that other counties have adopted for the simulated gambling, and that's the last.
Well, that's why it costs on the church.
Yeah.
Their Methodist church. And then it was like, y'all approved of 40 campers of RV things right there behind the church.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's going to be a rough there with all this stuff. And the kids are going there. They don't have, most of them don't have license. They go in there and they playing all this stuff and they selling them liquor and everything else. And I've seen it.
Get a hold of the sheriff. See what he can do.
But listen, y'all. Y'all got to understand something. None of this happens overnight. None of it. Them crab shops down there are in violation. I know it's been over 3 years, maybe 4 years we've been fighting.
Three years.
With everything hooked. And all they do is go hand it over to another court of appeals or whatever, and then it starts all over again. So it ain't going to end overnight. And you got to have patience of Job to see it through, which I don't have, but I have to.
We got one more young man back here.
Y'all state your name. State
your name.
I have experience in the donor office.
What?
I'm going to have to, I guess, come back to the meeting later to hand out that. As far as you said. My hearing is real bad, even though I've got microphones, so I'm new here. And I just have a sport watch. I can play a little RV, and it was exempted before I come out of Taylor's Old. Taylor's house, and some bags and junk, and I cleaned it all up. I heard Mr. Stevenson to deal with my work around there as far as hooking everything up in the tower. Got a couple issues there, but that's passed. In the meantime, I just say talk about, I also picked up a couple of your tax lien certs on 17. I don't care any tax loss at this moment. I don't have my papers all with me except the ones for my pole barn, which is an overnight little camper.
Come back at the workshop at 2:00 today.
But as far as this lady here and some others are just talking about lots earlier, there's a couple of them actually, and there's people living there. There's people still there not paying taxes for years. Derelict trailers and these druggy folks that are rambling around 917.
Yep.
There's another new neighbor.
Come back at the workshop 2:00. You'll have plenty of time to talk about it. All righty. Thanks. All right. Miss Hickambottom.
Good morning, commissioners. So on behalf of the clerk of court and the finance office, I just have a couple things. So Ms. Harvey is going to a conference this week, but that's why she's not with us. Ms. Verna has been necessary since over the weekend for her gallbladder, and they kept her in the hospital. She had a few other things, but as of Thursday, she got pneumonia. She's just been a little sick. She is doing a little better, but we can definitely keep her in your prayers. Ms. Jackie's not with us today. She had a few things today. I just want to give you guys a couple updates. We did go live with our new unit October 24th. We're still working out a few kinks. Our ladies in finance are amazing. They have been able to process payroll, but we're not able to print checks yet. So there's something we've got Scotty working on. We have Tyler Tech. We have all of these people as a whole working to help us get these issues fixed. So something is not talking back and forth, so we're just having some issues there. All direct deposits, thank you, Jesus, were able to go in. So our ladies did master that. The couple checks that we still give out, those were
handwritten
this time. As far as accounts payable, we're not able to print those checks yet, and unfortunately there's a lot of them to
hand right if you were to do that. But we're hoping, Scotty was meeting with the AT&T guys today, hopefully in Ms. Barbie's office where the equipment is, and hopefully we'll be able to get that fixed today. So those are kind of, even though they're approved, they're on hold for just a short little bit. There are no advices for the checks right now because we're just unable to print. But we are working really hard, and our finance ladies have done amazing. So the new Munis, we're up to date. It is going great. There's a little few glitches, but that's come a long way. So while we're talking about vouchers, accounts payable, that kind of thing, as you guys know, we give these out every meeting. We pass the vouchers around. They are a little precious just because, you know, we have to make sure all of the records are kept for auditors, that kind of thing. When we pass these out, they can get lost or, you know, that kind of thing. But we're asking if you guys would maybe consider an accounts payable report. So it's going to have everything on it that you need to know, where it's going, what the amount, that kind of thing. But it's not actual the voucher, so this would just stay in finance, and we would provide a report. So if you guys maybe would just consider that, you know,
so maybe, maybe have one sheet with all of that on there, that we could go over that one sheet instead of having to fumble
instead
through all that.
Instead of having to fumble through the vouchers every time, you would just look at this report. So it's going to have, you know, kind of the same information. It'll even have words like taken out of it, basically. But just a little simpler, moving with the times and keeping these in finance and just providing a report.
Well,
so,
if you've done it that way, mm-hmm. you can make each and every one of us our own sheet.
Yes, sir, and you would all be provided a report in your packet from finance of what bills are being approved, kind of thing.
Will this new sheet include who's getting paid for what they get paid?
Yes, sir. Actually, I think has kind of what the sum of the bill is for, to the best of my knowledge, that Ms. Brenda told me.
Just needed to be explanatory for us so we know who's signing the ticket, who it's going to, and what it's for.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that part. It's who's signing it, that kind of thing, but I can't ask. It just kind of gives a description in there of what it was actually for, but I can ask on that part, too. So just something you guys to think about.
Can you kind of dummy proof it for us and do them next month and give us a report to where we can compare the two side by side?
Yes, sir. We sure can.
And if we're all happy with that, mm-hmm. you all good with that?
Sounds good.
We can definitely do that. Just an FYI, if there's any department heads that didn't get any budget books, I do have those in finance, and I have a PDF version as well if you guys need that, so if y'all just get with me on that. There is a couple things that I need motions on, but there is just one information item. You all should have before you some information from our tax collector, Ms. Michelle Cannon. She submitted her end-of-year financial statement, as well as a check back to the board for her overage. So you guys can look at that at your discretion. And I have a couple things for Ms. Cannon on behalf of finance. When we are preparing the budget, you kind of estimate what, at that time you don't know what the state is going to do as far as officials with their pay, because that's set by the state. So in the Starlet's budget, she didn't quite make enough room for the amount of money that the state got her salary. So it kind of put her budget just a little bit short. And so we're asking to amend her budget that was originally provided to you guys at the beginning of the process. So I think it is like $5,509 extra in her budget to provide her whole package to make sure that everything, that she had enough money to cover everything. So I would just need a motion on that, if you guys would approve that amended budget for Ms. Scarlett.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Okay.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Okay, thank you very much. And then one more thing, on behalf of Ms. Scarlett, you should have a letter before you for an advance She had some bills coming in due to the alert and that type of thing that was going to put her just a little, you know, a little bit uncomfortable. So I think she wanted to do an advance draw of 35%, which was a little over $11,000 for her December requisition. So she just wanted to kind of up that one, and then the rest of them would be back, you know, to cover that difference. So if I could just get a motion on that.
Motion.
Got a motion, WC.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you guys very much. I think that is all I have for you guys. As far as the requisition for the constitutional officers, we do not have it at this moment. We're hoping by the end of today that we are able to print checks. That's what we... our goal is, and we're hoping that they're able to get us fixed up, but they are working hard to get that resolved. So if you guys don't have anything else for me?
I didn't. You said Munis was having a problem talking to the other system?
Yeah, it's something to do with, I wish Scotty was here.
But anyway, I know what your problem is. It's your own name. Yeah. If you name it Jody, WC, Mark, it should talk
to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I
wish
it
would have. The other thing is, it's payroll checks, and I'm guilty of it. And we've had this discussion before. When we sign a new employee up, are we offering checks, or are we saying that our pay is auto pay? How are we doing that?
Mr. Cannon? On new employees, is it automatically they go to direct
employees? Yes, all new employees.
There was just a few that were grandfathered in that
right.
The key check, but you automatically go into.
Yeah, so we don't offer that.
No, so we don't hire that anymore.
So as these ones that we're cutting checks to, that's phasing out.
They will be phasing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can request to have it.
Yeah, positive. But the people now probably... they like to check. Some people are that way. We had one that way. We got another that way. I'm kind of that way, but I don't mind auto.
Yes, sir.
But I just wanted to make sure that we was trying to get ahead of that problem.
Yes, sir.
As it takes care of itself. Right. Okay, that was it.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner Adam. Mr. Hatch.
I just got two quick things. Dwayne, we talked about, I'm sorry, I feel confident you have an answer, so I wouldn't ask you this if I didn't. The jail vents out there at the jail roof, where are we at with that? I know we're in the quoting, getting quotes.
Correct. I got an update yesterday from Worthman Roofing. We plan to be on site Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 8:30 with the sheriff and his team and their construction team to look at it and go back over them. They're going to review and give me an updated quote. I have not received a quote yet.
Okay.
They'll also be given a quote. A couple of things to, they're having to, I guess as the construction progresses, they've had to look at making a couple of changes to the plans in regards to the hatch, if you would, coming from inside the jail onto the new roof or the, you know.
Hell of a name.
Into it. Yeah. So, we're looking at that in the morning with the sheriff's department. So I will have that back at the next board meeting for approval of a change order for those air vents and for that doorway.
Okay. Thank you.
Huh?
The next thing is I want to personally and as commissioner and sitting on this board, I want to thank Mr. James for his years of service. He was able to do 2 years this time and done 20 last week.
Yep.
So he's a 22-year commissioner and A lot of time goes into that, and I want to personally thank him and his family for allowing that and wishing nothing but the best with his health issues. I think he's healthy. He ain't fencing to check out on us or nothing like that, but he's a good man, and it's been an honor to serve with him these 2 years, and thank him for his time, his service, and wish him well. That's all I have.
Mr. Jody?
A couple of things. One, I think you want to use the citizens contact me about the striping and the dropping lines that stayed off that road. we can get that looked at on what they get.
I can get a quote from Jenkins Painting and let y'all look at what that would cost. Center line and sides.
Well, mainly the center line.
Center line. Reflectors as well.
We can get it all.
51U.
Great.
Okay.
And follow up on the what did y'all find out on the property at Dixie Lakes Estates and Samuel Swanson. Talking about where there's access in that Tree County property.
That was completed. It is completed. The board is up. No trespassing signs are up. And it's gated on.
And how much acres should we have there?
I don't recall.
I think it was 12, under 13.
It's most of the lake, though. Mostly water width.
I just, a couple of things I want to talk about that Gina Highway. That's in worst shape I've ever seen in my lifetime. I can't imagine why they denied it. But could we reach out and get an answer to why they denied that? And maybe stress to them the importance of it.
It is falling apart.
I mean, we paving roads through the woods that two people live on and can't get a major road because DOT don't think it needs it or what? I mean, I want to know why. This don't make sense. But that's one of my things I'm going to leave y'all with.
Yes, sir.
And just want to thank everybody for listening to me for 8 years and wish everybody the best.
That's it. I want to thank everyone for coming today. We got a good crowd. You could fix me a chance. And thank you, WC, for your service. I know we got one more meeting with you. I'm going to thank you again, but you'll get two of them from me. But thank you, because I know sitting on this seat, a lot of times you hear a lot of grumbling, complaining. You've heard a lot of cussing. Because I have for 4 years. You've got me by four more. So thank you. And thank you for your leadership and everything. Thank you for taking care of us. And like you say, you're just a phone call away. So I know I'll be calling you on some things.
You know.
But that's the way I do on a lot of my decisions. Because there's a lot of them out here I call on and talk to on my decisions. So thank you. And then I want to thank Mr. James because he's been sitting on that board, like I say, 22 years. Things happen, so just want to thank him for his services. And, again, thank y'all. Now, it's y'all's turn. Miss Oglesby.
Carolyn Oglesby, and I'm here on behalf of the Mount Olive Cemetery Committee. Mr. Dale Sharing gave the county some property adjoining the cemetery several years ago, and it was surveyed, we had a deed, and we thought everything was correct. A while back, we had an incident with a man moving in from somewhere, I don't know where. He bought a piece of property from somebody that had the property, and he decided that the space between his property and the cemetery fence was his. And he was going to close a road that goes out the west side of the cemetery that's been there over 100 years. It used to be the only way to go into the cemetery from the sand hills back in the early 1900s. Anyway, we asked the Raker Survey Company to resurvey the cemetery for us, and they did. When we got the survey and compared it with the deed from the property appraiser's office, the deed and the surveys don't match. We have a strip of property from the paved road
north of the cemetery all the way to the end of the cemetery on the south that is in, quote, limbo, because it is officially, or should be, given to the county, but the deed description did not include it, if that makes sense to you. So I spoke to Mr. Herring yesterday, and he said it was a misunderstanding between his attorney, Mr. Landers, and him doing the deed and the survey description. But if the board attorney would get, call him, or you, some of you called him, he would gladly discuss it. He wanted the county to have the property for the cemetery. And if there could be a corrective deed done, he would sign the deed. And that way, in the future, we won't have anybody coming in and saying, well, nobody got a claim to this, so we're going to have it. It's got planted pines on it. We don't use it, but it belongs to, or should belong to, the county for the cemetery. And frankly, the cemetery committee, which is comprised of myself, I'm the secretary, Mr. James is the president at the present, Ms. Joyce Hart is the treasurer, Mr. Cleveland Corbin is the committee member, Mr. Derrick, everybody knows Ms. Buddy Ellison, is the committee member, Ms. Jesse Thomas, vice president, and so is Ms. Lavinia. We have two vice presidents for different reasons, which I won't go into, but anyway, his sister-in-law, we'll leave it at that. But we're tired of the mess. And we need help from you.
Well, here's what we can do. I'm going to make a motion for Ms. Chana to fix this problem.
We got a motion. Second, Mr. W.C., all in favor.
Okay, now, Raker has the last, well, they have several surveys. But Dylan did the last survey, which matches all the priors. And then the property appraiser has the deed.
Okay.
So if it can be fixed.
She can fix it.
She can fix it. Okay. You got my vote.
If you'll get with me and get me your contact information.
Okay.
Just so I can reach out to you if I need to.
Ask her.
You got it, Miss Dylan. All right. Not a problem. Then we'll take it. All right.
She's my oldest, so she can do it. But by getting this settled, you know, and straightened out, it'll be for the betterment of the community as well as the cemetery and the county. And it'll prevent future arguments, which I usually wind up in the middle of. Don't say a word. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you for your help. And I won't give these cards to Della, but she can give you all the information to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Because Mr. James is still on our board, and we're going to leave him on our board. But he does not attend very often, and as you all know, it's a problem. So we're just doing that because legally there's not a lot he can do other than this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else would like to speak? Hi.
Good morning. I didn't plan to speak, but safety's always been a concern of mine, and WC brought up about the Gina Highway. So I do hope that they take that into consideration to look into that, because we've had a lot of accidents in the past on that major curve on the Gina Road. And also wanted to bring up the fatality we had in front of my house this week. A lot of people, if you ask the Rocky Creek residents, side-by-side spoilers, they've been a problem for years. We've tried to address them with the local law enforcement in the past. Most of the citizens drive correctly during the daytime. We do have issues at nighttime. And I would
just ask that maybe you can think about or ponder on maybe an ordinance. I'm not saying no side-by-sides, no four-wheelers, but I don't see the necessity of it being after dark. We're a hunting community. I don't own a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, but I know my kid wants one, and I want him to have that when he gets older so he can hunt and use it appropriately. But this has been going on. My same son, he's 13. When we first had him, side-by-sides and four-wheelers and things would go around at dark, mess up our roads and blare music and cause problems and wake him up as a baby. So I'm telling you personally, as the first time home at 21, it was frustrating. But since we've had a fatality now, we don't need to sit around and have another. This is a problem. We need law enforcement to come in and help. But if you think of maybe an ordinance in the future, none of that behavior, maybe after dark. No side-by-sides, no four-wheelers, and I think that can help the baby. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I think we've already got an ordinance on the books on side-by-sides and four-wheelers on county roads and right-of-ways, and it's already in effect, but just getting it enforced.
Anyone else? Need a motion to adjourn.
Wait a minute,
you got it. Oh, come on. I didn't see. I'm sorry.
My name is Wayne Flynn. I live out in the Craft subdivision. Been there about 4 years now. Prior to that, I was in Osceola County for 34 years. So I'm looking for a good county, good God-fearing county to move to, where the population was low, because in Osceola County, it was a madhouse. And I'm really happy to be here, and I thank you guys for all that you do. I have a couple of concerns, though. I live on the corner of Northeast 796th Street and 356th Avenue, and there's going to be a bad accident there someday. I tried to set up an appointment with the county sheriff, but he never bothered to return my phone call. And you got guys going through there 70, 80 miles an hour on those dirt roads, getting airborne on 796 when they cross 356, running the stop sign. And it's really a serious situation. Somebody's going to die there. And I know that they said that they were going to pave 349 Avenue and 356 down to the river, but that hasn't happened yet. But I talked to County Commissioner Yukaka. He told me, he said, well, if you think they're going fast down there now, wait till they pave. What we need is we need some police assistance out there. We need more police to patrol the area. I don't care if they give out speeding tickets. Maybe a few warning tickets would slow these guys down. But somebody's going to die there. And we need to get that straightened out somehow. And my house being right on the corner, I'm glad I have trees in front of it. Because if they ever have a bad accident at the corner, there are people running the stop sign. They're coming in my yard somehow when the cars roll over.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say your address was?
796. Yeah. 989 Northeast 796th Street. This is my address.
989
Northeast? Julie Stevenson stopped over and talked to me one time at my gate when I was out there working, and I told him about the situation there a little bit, but I also mentioned to him that I was opposed to, because I live in the Craft subdivision, which is a housing subdivision, I was opposed in any way, shape, or form to having RVs come out there, because it's a housing subdivision. I don't have anything against mobile homes. I don't have anything against regular houses. Although I don't think it's an RV park, and I'd like to not see any RVs given permission to be there. I live in a home subdivision, and what it does is when you let the RVs come in, it drags the value of your property down, and I don't want the value of my property to drop. So I'm asking for some help there, too, if you would, please.
Mr. Mike, what's your last name?
Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N. My first name's Michael, but Mike, everybody calls me Mike.
Okay.
Mr. Mike, we got a workshop at 2 o'clock back here today on the RVs and Airbnb and all that, if you'd like to come back.
At 2 o'clock here?
At 2 o'clock here, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, have a blessed
and day. The 349 road is still not scheduled to be paved.
Yes.
It, we just renewed getting it on the list for DOT to pick, and once they pick it, then it goes on on a five-year plan. But it has, it's, we've done all our part to get it to that point, but it has not been picked by DOT yet.
Well, if I could tell you one other thing, too, right in the corner where the street sign is for 349 Highway and 356 Avenue, that sign is laying on the ground. The green sign, it has the names of the roads on it, it's laying on the ground. It needs to be reinstalled. And right across where up 349 Highway and you turn right onto 349 Avenue, there's a speed limit sign right there. It says 25 miles an hour. But it's been crushed. It was only this tall to begin with, and the weeds are taller than the sign, so you couldn't see it if you wanted to. I got Mr. Higginbotham to get some signs put in, because there were no speed limit signs there, and you put those in. But it would be nice if they were all consistent. In other words, and 356, there's two signs, one at each end, and they say 30 miles per hour. But 349 is 25 miles per hour. Let's just make them all 30 and be consistent about the speed going down through there. Whether they pay attention to it or not, you know, but somebody's going to get killed. And I don't want to see that happen. Anyway, I've said enough. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Sure. One last chance. All right, we got a workshop at 2 o'clock. I said it two or three times. Y'all come back if y'all want to sit it on that.
Sorry, I got a quick question.
Step up here to the podium.
Kim, you were asking for board approval specific to...
Step up here to the, state your name.
I've been a car accident, so not very normal. My name is John Geary, and you were asking board approval in reference to Swanee River Water Management District. They wanted to be included on a particular board. What's the name of that
particular board? You're referencing the Swanee Water and Sewer District. That's an entity down in the town of Swanee here in Dixie County jurisdiction.
Sure.
They fall as an umbrella under the board. However, they had reached out. They are their own governing board as far as being elected members, and they have reached out in the past to private insurance and be separate from the board. However, with board's approval today, it allows them, if they would like to join the Board of County Commissioners group policy, insurance policy.
Okay. Is that self-funded, or is that an actual exterior?
Is what self-funded?
Is it self-insured, sorry? Through the, okay. So I appreciate the explanation because originally I thought you were saying that it was Swanee River Water Management District. So that was the first major correction that I appreciate.
Yes, sir. Sorry. The Swanee,
separate, but it sounded close.
The Swanee Water and Sewer District. I'm sorry.
Got it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Clarify.
Thank you.
Anything else? I know we got, would you like to speak? I know you, okay. Anybody else? Need a motion to adjourn? Motion, W.C. I need a second.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor? All right.
I didn't get my.
She's got my feet down.